This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, Samantha, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about reasons women stay in an abusive relationship, and one of the reasons in this area particularly, it has to do with the religious community's pressure for women to stay in abusive relationships.
Yes, the religious community, but also the family of origin who was brought up in
right.
Maybe that same religious community.
So we thought we would bring an expert in this week, and we have with us Mr. Jack Hancox, who is a retired Baptist minister. And Jack, we want to welcome you to our show today.
Thank you very much, David. It's a real pleasure to be on this program with you.
I know you've had a foot in both the domestic violence world and in the world of religion, so give us a little overview of your experience with both the ministry and what you've done in the past for domestic violence.
Well, I really do have a background in it because I spent several years in the Navy as a chaplain and then became a pastor, and then I spent 26 years overseas in many different cultures dealing with all kinds of problems as a foreign missionary. And since retiring in 89, I've been involved in domestic violence as board member, chairman of the board down in Brunswick County. So, and as a pastor also in the area, I have had considerable exposure to this very crucial situation, domestic violence.
And I want to say that Jack is one of our board members in Mitchell County of the Safe Place. And let's talk a little bit about the impact of religion in this community. Tell us a little bit about your perspective about why it happens. What are the pressures a woman feels from the religious community?
Well, I think part of that pressure is an expression of the kind of situation in which they have lived all their lives, where the man is the ruler. The man's word he is the one in control, and they simply respond to that, that whatever the man says is right and you better stick with it or God will be unhappy with you.
And we've mentioned here in the past that this is often a generational kind of thing, that it's kind of a unquestioned sort of thing that a woman grows up with. She sees her father in this kind of role as a controller of the family, and her mother is obedient and so forth, and so she just naturally assumes that that's her role in life.
That's right. She doesn't seem to have any choices to make. It's already set up for her, and she goes that way because that's what she's experienced and all she knows.
Right. And so if a woman is contemplating on leaving an abusive relationship, she may get a lot of pressure from a number of different sources. She may get it from her family, who sees this as her role. She'll get it from her religious community that supports it, and her pastor if she goes to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So not every pastor, of course, but there are some that will encourage a woman to stay in an abusive relationship when it's not to her benefit. One of the things we were talking about earlier, a scripture that's particularly used in this area, is out of Ephesians. Can you quote that for us or tell us a little bit about what that says?
Well, it's sort of a two-pronged passage of scripture. And regrettably, only the first part of it is adopted by those who would force a woman to stay in an abusive situation, when it simply says that the wife is to be submissive to the husband. But a couple of lines down, it also says that a husband should love his wife as his own body. And the example beyond that is Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Therefore, the church is not an institution, it's people. Therefore, if we would give the whole story rather than just part of it, I think we would avoid a lot of misery and unhappiness in our world today.
And we're almost out of time for this week, and we'll continue here next week and talk a little bit more about this with our guest, Jack Hancox. And in the meantime, if anyone has a question and they would like to call our hotline, we're going to give you a couple of phone numbers. And if you're particularly interested in talking with Jack about some issues that you might have with religion and domestic violence, we'll pass your phone number on to him and you can get in touch with Jack. But in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, call 682-0056.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.